Again, we're going to get back this into the in the raid, but just two very, very short ha'aras. Number one, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was the only one that was Allah b'shalim v'yara b'shalim. Va'af Rabbi Akiva b'kshu malachi asharas l'daivchai. That really, the malachi asharas, they were trying to affect Rabbi Akiva as well. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he nichu l'zokin zeh. Allow this zokin, sheroi l'shtamish b'kvoidi. Because he's someone that's worthy of being mishtamish b'kvoidi. The Gemara says the Malachi Asharis were trying to be machto Rabbi Akiva. They didn't want Rabbi Akiva to be Yatzah B'Shalom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't chap it with him. He nichu l'zokin zeh. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Rabbi Akiva as a zokin. Why would he describe him here as a zokin? Incidentally, where do you find Rabbi Akiva is referred to as a zokin? That's an interesting way to describe the great Rabbi Akiva. He nichu l'zokin zeh. Why are we referring to Rabbi Akiva as a zokin? And why in this Gemara? But the Pshat is Pashit. Because we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon and Bir Agron Reish Mem Vav, that the Gaon said, what happened to Ben Azai and Ben Zayma? They were too young. They were also Nichnas B'Shalom. The problem is they were too young. And because they were too young, it's for that reason they were affected. So it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabbi Akiva is different. He nichu l'zokin zeh. He's a zokin. He has the zikna. He has the prerequisite age that he needs in order to be able to. And it's for that reason, the emphasis is not in nichol tzaddik. Ben Azim was also a tzaddik. Ben Zayma was also a tzaddik. The problem was, what was their shortfall? Their shortcoming was they didn't have zikna. They were lacking in age. Amr Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he nichol zokin zeh.